Late word tonight on the slaughter that Bashar al-Assad and his security forces have unleashed in Syria. UN Security General Ban Ki-moon calling the regime's assault on Homs a sign of worse to come. After four straight days of bombing and shelling, it's frankly hard to see how things could get worse than this. Incoming artillery rocket fire in several city neighborhoods, especially Baba Amr, where this video was taken today. More than five dozen people killed. Reports that field hospitals and medical professionals are being targeted, along with the wounded. Now, the killing, the atrocities unfolding, despite al-Assad's commitment, or stated commitment, to ending the violence. He made that promise to Russia's visiting foreign minister only yesterday. He's made that promise before, of course, and that promise has always been broken. By this morning, his sincerity could be measured in dead men, dead women, and dead children. The activist and opposition member known as Danny has been risking his life daily, bearing witness to all of this, posting videos on YouTube. He filed this dispatch just after today's shelling began. Now, before we show it to you, I want to warn you, it's not especially graphic. It certainly is horrible. It's also the sad and simple reality in Homs right now.
He got hit with this water bomb in his house. Is this what the UN is waiting for? Is this what the UN is waiting for? Do we think any more children left? Do they kill all the children, kill all the women? This child lost his brains. A bomb landed in his house. He lost his whole brains. Two children were killed, him and his sister. What is the UN waiting for?
We've been trying all day with no success to reconnect with Danny. We thought we had him several times. Communications are extremely difficult. The streets are deadly. Just before airtime, we managed to get in touch with another activist named Abu Abdo, who had just witnessed a friend die.